You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is indeed a pleasure to welcome back to our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, the Providence Singers. Chris Hulk is back. She is the communications director. Welcome back, Chris.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be back.
Great to have you back for another season. We've had the privilege of having you on many shows in the past, and once again, a new season is kicking off. But you brought someone else with you. Andy's not here.
No, Andy's not here. We now have the fabulous Betsy Burley is our artistic director, and we're having a great time rehearsing with her.
Betsy, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm delighted to be here, Mike.
And welcome to Rhode Island and part of the community, the greater Providence area.
I'm thrilled to be here.
Now, you aren't from all that far away, right? Your connections are mostly in the Boston area?
That's exactly right, although I have a little connection in Pittsburgh as well.
Okay, well, tell us about, let's start with Boston.
In Boston, I work with a group called Chorus Pro Musica. Mm-hmm. And in Pittsburgh, I work with the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh.
Aha. I thought he was a tight end for the Pittsburgh Steelers, but maybe that's, I'm getting
the wrong guy.
All right, different guy. But in Boston, Chorus Pro Musica, that's been an organization going for quite a while.
That's right, 60 years or more than 60 years now.
And how long have you been with them?
I am in my third season.
Third season, and now with the Providence Singers and getting ready to kick off the season, which is going to be great fun. Chris, what's the first show coming up for you?
Our first show is called The Choral New Yorker, The Stravinsky Mass, and Other Great Music.
And Other Great Music.
Yes.
That sounds like it could open it up for a whole lot of things. That's right. Now, Betsy, how long have you been involved as far as, were you in time to put this concert together?
Yes, as a matter of fact. And that's sort of, I chose it very, very specifically, not only for my first concert, but because it's the 40th anniversary of the Providence Singers.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So I wanted to try to capture the essence of who the Singers have been and who the Singers, I hope, will continue to be as that we move forward together. So I put together a concert that includes some 20th century works, because the Providence Singers have such a great tradition of new music and or music of the last century. And I've paired it with some, for that type, I've chosen the Stravinsky Mass, and I paired it with some earlier pieces by Gabrielli and Dufay to have sort of a nice little mix there. And then in the second half, we're looking at a lot of new pieces from the end of the 20th century and even something new to Providence right now. So trying to keep up with the Providence Singers' fabulous tradition of promoting new music.
Great. Well, we'll get more about the Providence Singers and some of the ways you can get tickets to the event and so forth. But let's start with the first piece of music, which is going to be...
I thought it would be great to start off with a Gabrielli piece. It's called Plaudite, and it's one of those wonderful pieces that he wrote in Venice for St. Mark's Chapel for three choirs. So it's very festive, and we are very excited to be performing it.
Excellent. We'll do that and be back with more.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Chris, as usual, we don't have the actual performance because it hasn't happened yet, so we'll be listening to other singers do the program today, but this is the music people will be listening to on what date and in what place?
On October 29th, we're singing this at St. Joseph's Church in Providence on the east side, and on October 30th, we're singing at Immaculate Conception in Cranston.
Okay, so hitting both sides of the city.
That's right.
All right, so the 29th in East Providence and the 30th in Cranston. And if people want to get tickets, they do that by doing what?
The best thing to do is to visit our website, which is www.providencesingers.org. We have a dedicated ticket page where you can order your tickets and pay using your card or PayPal, and there's no service fee.
Excellent. So PayPal right there on the website. No service fees, no long lines, no waiting. Plenty of barbers
right.
Waiting.
Okay. And if you'd rather talk to a human, you can call me at 751-5700.
751-5700 gets people directly to you.
Exactly.
All right. There you go, guys. Give Chris a call, and you'll get to talk to her directly. Okay. Let's get back to the music and back to the performance. And we're going to play a couple pieces back-to-back. Betsy, tell us about these next two.
We're going to hear two movements from Stravinsky's Mass, which is a wonderful work that was inspired by the music of Venice. So even though it's from a totally different century and in a totally different style, it was influenced by the Gabrielli piece we heard earlier. So we'll hear the Stravinsky. It's sort of from his neoclassical, his middle period. So it's very clean, very austere. I would even describe it as ritualistic music. It's for chorus and 10 wind players.
For chorus and 10
wind players.
Wind players, all right.
Yes.
I've had a cold, and my hearing's not quite right. I thought you said winged.
Oh.
And I was going to say,
that would be something.
That would be angels a-playing. But all right, we'll listen to both of these, and then back with more.
Thank you.
Betsy, I'm sure besides becoming artistic director of the Providence Singers and your experience in Boston with Chorus Pro Musica, there are questions that people ask you all the time, I'm sure, about how do people get involved with this kind of music? How can the average person say, boy, I'd like to do that someday? Is there a possibility, or is that just like, nope, see ya?
Oh, absolutely. I think there are many people who have had singing experience in their lives, either in school or with a church or a synagogue choir. And if you've had that kind of experience and have some basic music reading skills, I'm always interested in hearing good singers and getting more people involved with every group I work with. Certainly there's a certain skill level that we expect. But if you've had some experience, it's certainly worth checking out.
All right, and they can do that by going to the website and getting more information, I presume?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
All right, great. So if you have this kind of interest and you want to get on the new bandwagon with Betsy coming to Providence, then now might be the time to do it. How often are auditions held, or is it only once a year or twice a year, or how does that work?
We traditionally do them once a year. However, we very well may have another round in January. So it's worth checking the website to see what's posted.
Okay, so there might be an opening there. Might be, now, there's about how many members to the chorus at this point?
I would say the total roster is around 85 to 90 at this point.
And opening it in January means you want to make it larger, or you want to get rid of some of the deadwood?
No.
We have no deadwood. Yeah,
exactly. There's nothing but gold.
See the opportunity I gave you.
So we are just interested in building upon the great stuff that we already have and adding to it.
Great. Okay. Well, it's always great. If you have not heard the Providence Singers, it is, I guess in a word for me, dynamic. It's quite the thing to see and hear. So take the opportunity to be either in East Providence on October 29th or Cranston on the 30th and check out this concert. Right now we are going to listen to one more piece, Stravinsky piece, before we take a break, and tell us about that, Betsy.
This is the Sanctus from the Mass, and I picked it because he does so many different things. He starts off almost with an improvisational sounding solo section or tenor duet, and then the chorus comes in. It alternates between chorus and soloists. It has a wonderful, peaceful Benedictus, and then a really loud, clangy, amazing Hosanna at the end. It's really a kaleidoscope of sound.
We will listen to the Kaleidoscope of Sound and then be back with more of the Providence Singers. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Suo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Suo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Suo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuoart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano. We're sitting with the Providence Singers. Chris Houck is back once again. She is the communications director, and our new friend, artistic director, Betsy Burley is here. Betsy, in you being a new person to the Providence area, I'm sure that there are a lot of the Providence Singers that can't wait to tell you about the sights and sounds of Providence, and you get to meet people now that you're rehearsing at the Rhode Island where the Rhode Island Philharmonic home is, the music school, right?
Yes.
Over on the in East Providence. And that leads me to a segue of clarification, because I've been saying the Cranston show is on the 30th, and that the 29th show of October was in East Providence, but actually the East Side. And so that's more correct.
Right.
Okay, Chris. So we're on the East Side, not in East Providence, where the music school is. Okay,
right.
Well, now that we have everybody totally confused, the
important just visit
thing
our
is
website and you'll be all
go to the
out
website. Don't listen to me, and you'll be fine. You'll be fine. And okay, we're going to go to some music now that is a little bit intriguing by title. It's called The Choral New Yorker, and the particular piece is called Hen Party.
That's
tell
right.
Us, tell us, explain that one if you can.
Well, The Choral New Yorker is a set of four pieces by Irving Fine, and he took the lyrics from poems that were in the New Yorker magazine. So they're wonderfully witty, urbane, a little bit twisted, maybe upon occasion, sort of in a Charles Adams kind of way, but they're really, really fun. So the first, The Hen Party, is a description of ladies having lunch. And there are many really vivid phrases talking about the queen viper and how, you know, the dangers of, or the the dangers of gossip and how nasty this can be, but all in a very playful, fun description. And the music just takes the poetry and I think really sets it up beautifully.
Now, I said to you off air, that kind of reminds me of the old Music Man routine, Pick a Little, Talk a Little, that Meredith Willson wrote back in the 1950s. So this is probably an updated version of that.
I would say that they're very much in the same ballpark.
All right, here we go.
The pack gathers on the back Sunday. Mrs. Mathers and Mrs. Pratt. Give a party.
The pack gathers on the black Sunday.
Mrs. Lathers and Mrs. Grundy.
Mrs. Lathers and Mrs. Grundy. Give a party for all the witches.
They give a party for all the witches. The food.
Betsy. We're going to try to squeeze in a rather lengthy piece. We'll get as much as possible in. This is another intriguing title, again from the Choral New Yorker. It's called Design for October. So tell us about this piece.
This is the one from the set of four that's really a little bit different in that the first three are all kind of upbeat and funny in their own unique ways. But the Design for October is another great poem, and just talking about the nostalgia and the wistfulness that happens this time of year as we're saying goodbye to the summer and as we are looking forward to winter, and yet it's somehow still very, very beautiful. And I think both the poem and the setting of the poem, the music of the poem, just hits it perfectly. It has this wonderful sense of, gosh, I don't even know. It just touches the heart very deeply. It's very warm.
Okay, great. Well, very warm, like last weekend was in October, where we had high temperatures like never before. So maybe this is a little bit different than that. Getting the fall flavor in. We'll listen to as much of this piece as possible, and then take a short break and be back with more of the Providence Singers. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Betsy Burley, Artistic Director of the Providence Singers, and Chris Houck, Communications Director. Chris, we've talked about lots of things that are going to be happening on the October 29th and 30th, but as normal, there's lots of other things coming up this year for the Providence Singers. Tell us about other things happening.
Well, let's see. We're singing Messiah on December 10th with the Rhode Island Philharmonic. We're presenting, in partnership with three other organizations, a fantastic piece that's rarely heard in its full force called Benjamin Britten's War Requiem, which really has to be heard to be believed. It's a stunning piece of music in terms of its beauty and its sweep and just the sheer massive number of people performing it. And I hope everyone comes and joins us for that because it's really terrific. And in April?
Sometime
in the spring, we're singing the Brahms Requiem again with the Rhode Island Philharmonic.
All right. Well, we'll, I'm sure, have you back before then to explain those other concerts, but it's good to have a little overview of what's happening. And this concert on the east side, October 29th, Saturday night. And that's at what time?
October 29th is at 8 p.m.
8 o'clock Saturday night. All right. We'll get that, and we'll recap the phone number and website and all the other things coming up. But right now we have a piece of music to talk to Betsy about. Caroline is what I wrote down.
Yes, Caroline Millian. And this is back to sort of the humorous choral New Yorker poem. This is a poem about an old woman who's sitting in a rocking chair by a fire with a corncob pipe. And she's a little twisted because she's thinking about killing her daughter and feeding her to the crows. So it's a very much sort of, as I said, it reminds me of Charles Addams, as the original Addams Family cartoons, mm-hmm. in terms of its color. And this is set for women's voices only. So that's what's really fun about this set of four pieces is this. And then the next piece is for the men only, Pianola d'Amor, which is like a very high class men's glee club song, very enthusiastic and energetic. So they just make a great pairing, the two.
Now, I should tell our audience that too bad that this is radio, because speaking of energetic and exciting, you should be here to see Chris, to see Betsy's face as she's talking about these things. She's very involved, very animated, and I can imagine that must translate to when you're directing. Do you feel when you're directing a chorus like the Providence Singers or Chorus Pro Musica that sometimes you just get kind of lost in the music? Or are you always
Absolutely.
Focused with what's going on and how it should be, who should be singing what note? I mean, do things get in the way?
Hopefully, I mean, in the ideal world, one's able to do both simultaneously at all mm-hmm. times. So it takes a little bit of lot of judicious listening and being careful and tending to things to make sure it really does sound good. But the whole point of all that work is so that you get the excitement of the music across, whether it's happy music or sad music or, you know, any emotion, that the point is to get that gist of it across to the audience. So you're constantly going back and forth between trying to make sure the details are in place, but with the idea that you want to touch people.
Right. And so the rehearsal is when you try to have that more finite ear, I would imagine, about, oh, what's that baritone doing or whatever. And then the performance, it's a matter of, shall we say, let it rip and here we go.
Right. Although I have learned, and the older I get, the more I really believe this, that if you don't have that excitement or if it at in the process, then you're going to miss something. Mm-hmm. So I think it makes the whole process make more sense, and it's more efficient in when you're working if you know that this is, you know, the reason this has to be in tune is because it needs to sound sweet here,
mm-hmm.
or it needs to have power. Well, it can't have power if it's out of tune, you know, so
right.
So you can go after the details through the emotions of the music.
Excellent. All right, let's get to Caroline, and we'll be back after that.
She's looking at her daughter, caught with desire.
Betsy, I want to thank you so much for coming in this evening and explaining to our audience what's going to be happening with the Providence Singers, and glad that we had the opportunity to welcome you to the Greater Providence, Greater Rhode Island area with the Providence Singers, and we wish you here at WCRI all the best and many years of directing the Providence Singers. Hope it goes well.
Thank you.
And Chris, thank you once again for coming in. Chris, I'm going to ask you to recap, but before I do that, I want to ask Betsy about the Junior Providence Singers. That's another program going on there, right?
That's exactly right, and we wanted to include them in this 40th anniversary concert because they are a big part of what we do. We really believe in the importance of education and outreach to promote choral singing for the next generation. So we have this great high school group called the Junior Providence Singers, conducted by T.J. Harper, and we're going to feature them singing their own pieces on this concert, one or two of them, but then at the very, very end, they're going to join us in singing the wonderful arrangement of Hark, I Hear the Harps Eternal. So that should be just a rousing finale for this concert.
All right. I will get to that title in a moment after we ask Chris for the dates and times. Let's sing out of the two concerts.
The concerts are Saturday, October 29th, 8 p.m. on the east side of Providence at St. Joseph's Church, and Sunday, October 30th at 4 p.m. at Immaculate Conception Church in the Garden City area of Cranston.
Excellent. Thank you, Chris. Thanks for coming by, and we'll see you soon, hopefully.
Thanks, thanks again for having us.
Our pleasure. And Betsy, back to you on Hark, I Hear a Harp. Said five times fast. And we'll leave it at that. Hark, I Hear a Harp. We'll leave it at that. Thank you, Betsy, for being here.
My pleasure.
All right. See you next week, everyone, on Conducting Conversations.
Hark, I hear the harps eternal ringing on the farther shore. As I near those swollen waters with their deep and solemn so with sorrow, feeding as
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.